Welcome to the Church in the Peak podcast. We hope you enjoyed this message. For more information, visit churchinthepeak.org or come join us at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday.
Lord, I just pray that you would just come now and you would anoint Peter and that you would give him your words to say. And I just pray that as we listen, our hearts and our minds be open to what it is that you want to say to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, morning. I'm quite excited to be here this morning because I've been able to leave the house. It's great. And I wonder what has been the most exciting thing of your last week. If you type very fast, then we might even be able to fit that in. I'm on about a 10-second ahead of where you're at. So I wonder, yeah, what's the most exciting thing you've done? Not last week, but the week before, I was on holiday. And so for my week of holiday, I got to have a week at home. And I was shocked at myself. I found that on the Thursday, I got very excited because I went shopping. Now, I'm not somebody who usually gets excited about going shopping, but our weekly trip to Aldi to get our food was a highlight of my week, I am sad to say. And I was really glad to get back to work this last week because, not because I'm fed up with my family, but because actually it gives me an occupation. It gives me something to do. So there's a couple of things coming through here I can see. So Matt Isherwood said the girls in their paddling pool. That was a real highlight of his week. Sarah Halliwell, quail chicks hatching. Quails are tiny. The chicks must be about this big. Brian Rice went to the local pub quiz. The local pub and got fried chicken and pizza delivered. How very nice. And Sunda trimmed the hedge and painted the bathroom. You can see the level of things that we're all getting excited about during the shutdown. So, I wonder, my mum used to always say, only boring people get bored. And I wonder if you felt a bit bored when you've been at home this last week. And I would just want to share a couple of things that God's spoken to me about this week as I have been thinking about speaking. So if you remember back into your Old Testament and you remember the story of the children of Israel, Moses had led them out of Egypt and they were in the wilderness. And Moses goes up the mountain to go and hear from God. And there's all the people of Israel, they're all gathered there. And what do? They make a golden calf. So if we read in Exodus 32... this story. And the first verse, I think, is very telling. When the people saw how long it was taking Moses to come back down the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and they said, come on, let's make us some gods who can lead us. We don't know what happened to this fellow Moses who brought us here from the land of Egypt. So there's Moses. He disappears. He's probably been gone like one, maybe 2 days. And suddenly they're like, well, who is this Moses? Who is he? We don't even know who he is. And this is the guy who's led them out who they've been following God with on this journey. And they say, well, who is he? They get bored so quickly waiting for Moses to come back down the mountain having spent time with God that they're just like, oh, well, let's go to Moses and go and do something else. And that's the thing. When we get bored, we can go off and we can wander away from the truth. Our focus can wander. And I'm sure that may be something that you've experienced as you've been at home, spending a lot of time in one place, that your attention can wander. And I think the devil at this kind of time can have a bit of a field day. He can play tricks on you. He can distract you so that you don't, you're not hearing what God could say to you. He can entice you. So there's greed and lust and envy and gluttony and sloth. You might recognize in some of those things, the things that you've been distracted with over the last few weeks as we've all been stuck at home a lot. Mike Pilavachi said this, and a few people had shared this on their Facebook posts in the last week. And he was quoting somebody called Ricardo Sanchez, who said, "The devil knows your name, but he calls you by your sin. God knows your sin, but he calls you by your name." And then Mike went on to say, "In these days of pain and isolation for many, don't let the devil have a foothold and be wise to his tricks. Our God is full of grace always, even in our bad days." And so if you've feel like, yeah, my attention has wavered, I think Pamela talked about that, not feeling like you're totally connected into worship, not feeling like you're connected into church because you've spent so much time on your own, the devil might be trying to distract you and take you away from what is most important. And when I think about the devil, I think about this. So, the devil, he is evil. The devil is vile. The devil is ill, and he can make us ill. But you know what? The devil's going to hell. That's where he's destined for. And we don't need to worry, because that's where he's going. That's what Jesus has said, is the devil will not survive in all of this, because he has won the victory over all the devil's schemes. And he's won it for you, so you can believe in Christ and not be just locked down by what the devil is doing. So this week, as I was doing my daily Bible studies, I was looking at Psalm 89. 89 with me, and Psalm 89 really spoke to me about what's going on with us at the moment and how we might feel as we are at home. And I want to start near the end at verse 46, so it's quite a long psalm. And verse 46, "Oh Lord, how long will this go on?" And I'm sure some of you have sat at home thinking, "Lord, how long will coronavirus go on? How long will it be?" And then it goes on in this psalm, "Will you hide yourself forever? How long will your anger burn like this? Remember how short my life is, how empty, how futile my human existence. No one can live forever. All will die. No one can escape the power of the grave." And this is how the writer of this psalm was feeling. They were feeling like they were locked down, that there was nowhere to go, that they couldn't do anything, and that actually the short time they had was being wasted. And you might have felt like that as you've been sitting at home. What is all this for? What's the point of everything? Because all I do is I get up and I do my daily things and I go to bed. And I don't feel like I'm achieving anything in this point. I want to drag you back to the beginning of this psalm. And actually, the psalmist in this one starts in a better place than he ends the psalm. So verse 1. "I will sing the Lord's unfailing love forever. Young and old will hear of your faithfulness. Your unfailing love will last forever. Your faithfulness is as enduring as the heavens." That's a better place to focus than on those negative things. To say, "I will sing of the Lord's unfailing love forever." That's all the time. And then if we look forward in the psalm to verse 15. "Happy are those who hear the joyful call to worship, for they will walk in the light of your presence, Lord." That's a promise to us, that as we seek God, as we get into his presence, that actually in there we will find the light. we will find the presence of God. So, how do we dig deep? How do we dig deep and get back to God, digging into Him? Well, I think we have to stop focusing on the difficulty, like the person in the psalm was doing, but actually we need to focus on God instead. Some of you in this time of coronavirus are more occupied than you have ever been. You are busier than you have ever been. But most of us feel like we've had a whole load of what we do, our whole raison d'etre, taken away, and we feel stuck. Joshua had felt like this a bit as well. So Joshua 23, verse 7. He said to the people of Israel, he said, "Do not associate with the other people remaining in the land. Don't even mention the name of their gods, much less swear by them or serve to worship them." And that's kind of what they did with the golden calf, is they were worshipping something else rather than what they truly knew. And Joshua says to them, rather, cling tightly to the Lord your God as you have done until now. So cling tightly to God. He goes on in verse 11, he says, be very careful. Be very careful to love the Lord your God. And actually, that's an encouragement to us. Be careful to love the Lord our God. And it's really strange, isn't it? In a time where we've got more time than ever, actually more things can feel like they crowd in and can feel like we have less time for God. But actually, you need to cling tightly to God at this difficult time. Now, you might feel slightly condemned by all of that. Romans 8 says there is now no condemnation. No condemnation. You are free because Christ has bought your freedom on the cross. So you do not need to worry if you feel like you've missed the mark. But I want to encourage you, if you're a student, study like you've never studied before during this time. And that probably goes for the adults too. Learn new skills in this time. You could learn music. You could decide that actually you're going to learn how to prophesy. You could decide to learn a new language. You could learn how to speak in tongues. You could learn to touch type. You could learn how to do web design. There's so many things you could learn how to do. And I wonder, if you dedicate yourself to something and you learn a new skill, how might God use you after this time of coronavirus in a way that he couldn't use you before? In the last song we sung, one of the lines was, "I'm letting go to start again." And actually, maybe at this time, it's a time where you need to let go of some of the stuff and that God's had to stop you in your tracks and say, enough. Stop there. No further. But actually, then he takes you and he molds you for something new. So I want to encourage you, dig deep into worship. Find out new things about God. Find out things about God that you didn't know before. Dig deep. Digging's difficult. You have to get your spade outside where we've not had rain hardly for a whole month, although I think the next couple of weeks might rectify that. The ground is rock hard. If you tried to dig, it would be really hard. You'd have to get out your pickaxe and break up the ground before you could even dig it. And actually, maybe at this time, there's some hard ground that you need to break up. And that as you break it up, you can dig it out and you can plant something fresh. As I was preparing for this, as elders, we were having a conversation together on a chat forum. And Dave Watmore said, dig deep for victory. And I believe as we dig deep in God, we will find victory that we've not known before. So I want to finish with this. This is from Psalm 91. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. As you dig deep, as you live with God, as you shelter with Him, you will find rest in Him, under His shadow. And we might feel like we're under the shadow of coronavirus right now. Don't live under that shadow. Live in the shadow of the Almighty, because there you will find true rest. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter, for sharing that with us. And I'm just going to change things around slightly. We're going to pray now, but I think actually I'm going to come back to worship and just to let what Peter has said sink in. And for us to be able to find, for us to dig deep. Some of you are feeling you really have to dig deep this morning. But actually, God has won the victory for you. The victory has already been won for you on the cross. So we just need to come and dig deep for victory, but knowing that God has already paid the ultimate price. Cling tightly to the Lord your God. Cling tightly to the Lord your God this morning. No matter how you're feeling, cling tightly to him. So let's come and let's worship. We're going to worship.